I'm with Bassam Khan, VP of Product Management and Marketing for LogLogic, and Bassam's going to tell us a little bit about who LogLogic is and how they fit in with the financial services industry. So.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. LogLogic was founded in 2002. The purpose was to be able to manage log files, but do it in a very simple and easy way. We provide an appliance that plugs into a data center or a branch office in an IT organization, and once you have it rack stacked and cabled, you simply send it log files, and we're able to process the logs and make sense out of it. One of LogLogic's differentiators is the fact that we talk to a huge variety of log sources. We call it deep parsing, so we can actually understand the messages and what's important, what's not important in a log message from a very large variety of elements that are generating log files, such as databases, OSs, firewalls, applications, and so on. What happens at that point is we map this very large number of data bits that we collect from the log sources. We map that to use cases, whether it be for compliance, for security, for operational excellence, and so on. And the benefit for the customer on that is they get instant visibility and instant value from the system as soon as they plug us in.
Hmm. Good. I know you just touched on it a bit, but let's take your typical financial institution, say your community bank or credit union. What is the installation like? I mean, you just touched on it as a appliance, software base. How does it fit in with their systems already in use?
Right. So that's one of the key things with our approach is to fit in. You said the key thing here, Mike, is to fit in into their environment. And that really is why we take this log source deep parsing head on, because it's a very tough problem to solve. Every log source, every environment is different, and people have in-house applications or, very kind of obscure applications that are out there. And our job is to be able to understand and process those as much as possible. So the way we fit in is either you can plug us into a data center and again fire log files at us, or at remote offices, branch offices, and be able to do localized reporting or centralized reporting. And that's all it really is. Basically, plug us in and start firing away log files. There are two ways of getting at the log files. One is through reports and alerts and other things that we do because of the data that we track from deep parsing. And the other way of using us is simply searching. It's like a Google-like search on index log files. So we store all the log files, we archive them for compliance reasons or whatever else, but the users are able to simply go in and type in, show me all log files with login by Mike that happened for the past 3 months, because Mike's been doing some suspicious activities, and we're able to track that and report on that very, very quickly. Without log management, this process takes months, literally, to figure out what all the different log elements were, because you're definitely talking about thousands of different log sources. With a log management system, one query, minutes, literally.
Okay. One more question for you before we go. We're at the Gartner show. I've been asking, all the vendors here. We're supposed to be talking about what's the future of information security, years down the road, 5 years, 10 years. What can you offer? What are some trends you've seen, or what kind of foresight can you offer our users?
Certainly. So we're seeing a couple of interesting things coming from our customer bases. One is an increasing linkage between logs and accountability. The question really starts out with, why do I care about logs? And the answer is the reason people care about logs is because they care about accountability. Log is an audit trail of everything that happens in an enterprise. Who logged in when, who were doing suspicious activities, confidential information, sensitive information such as login information, confidential activities, and so on. So log becomes a very powerful tool of choice for compliance. Compliance and as well as for accountability. And so we're seeing increasing amount of our customers taking a larger holistic picture of accountability, and logs being a key part of that. The second trend I talk about, and I guess another linkage, is between logs and controls. By controls, I mean either processes in place for ensuring whatever regulatory or other best practices. It could be systems in place to track data, track usage, and have access rights and roles and so on. It's great to have these controls, but you can't really fully implement a full control in an enterprise because businesses change too fast. You know, bank regulations, new regulations come down the pike, people change, markets change, and process change, and so on. What control lets you do is it kind of lets you manage that process. But what logs lets you do is see what's really happening. So even though I have all these controls in place, log management will tell you what exactly happened. How did people actually use the controls? What did they do? How did things get done? How did things not get done? And so the second kind of high-level trend we're seeing is the linkage between controls and log as being sort of a 1-2 punch in getting and solving that problem.
All right, well, very good. Once again, Vasam Khan with LogLogic. Thanks for the insight.
Thank you very much, Mike. My pleasure.